Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness is age-abiding. Who can put the Lord's mighty deeds into words, or express all his praiseworthiness? Happy are those who maintain justice, and he who acts righteously at all times. Remember me, O Lord, in good pleasure towards your people. Visit me with your salvation, so as to see the goodness towards your elect, to rejoice in the joy of your nation, and to boast with your inheritance. We have sinned along with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have acted wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not profit from the instruction of your wonders. They did not remember the abundance of your kind deeds, and they rebelled at the sea, at the Red Sea. But he saved them for his name's sake, to make his might known. So he rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up, and he led them through the depths, as though through the desert. Then he saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and he redeemed them from the grip of the enemy. But the water covered their adversaries. Not one of them remained. Then they believed his words, and they sang his praise. But they quickly forgot his works, and they did not wait for his counsel. And they had a great longing in the desert, and they tempted God in the wasteland. Then he granted them their request. Then he sent leanness to their condition. At this they envied Moses in the camp, and Aaron, the Lord's holy man. The earth opened and swallowed Dathan, and it smothered the confederacy of Abiram. And a fire burned in their confederacy. A flame set the wicked on fire. They made a calf at Horeb, and they worshipped a cast image. And they exchanged my glory for the likeness of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Saviour, who performed great deeds in Egypt, wonders in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds at the Red Sea. Then he declared that he would have destroyed them if Moses, his chosen one, had not stood at the breach before him, to turn away his fury from ravaging them. And they rejected the pleasant land, they did not believe his word. And they grumbled in their tents, they did not listen to the voice of the Lord. Then he raised his hand against them, to strike them down in the desert, and to strike their seed down among the Gentiles, and to scatter them among the various countries. Then they yoked themselves to Baal Peor, and they ate sacrifices offered to the dead. And they provoked him to anger by their deeds, so that a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas stood up and acted as judge, so the plague was arrested. And it was accounted to him as righteousness for generation after generation, age-abidingly. Then they angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it was hurtful to Moses because of them, for they resisted his spirit. Then he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples which the Lord had told them to. Then they mingled with the Gentiles, and they learned their practices, and they served their idols, which became a snare to them. Then they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. So they shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was defiled with blood. So they became unclean through their practices, and they prostituted themselves through their actions. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he loathed his own inheritance, and he delivered them into the hands of Gentiles. And those who hated them ruled over them. And their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought low under their power. Many were the times that he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel, and they degenerated in their iniquity. But he had an eye to their adversity when he heard their crying out. He remembered his covenant which they had, and he had compassion according to the abundance of his kindness. Then he made them objects of mercy before all those who had held them in captivity. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us out of the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, and to exult in praise of you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from age to age, and let all the people say, Amen, praise the Lord.